Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is Friday. This is Jesse Steele, and we have a couple things to get through. So, let the good times roll with a 2022 Mammoth Bike Park Season Pass. Get unlimited access starting May 27th, plus enjoy some awesome pass holder benefits, including discounts on tickets for friends and family and retail. With some of the most radical terrain in the country, 80 plus miles of single track, and a vast beginner zone for newbies, Mammoth is the premier lift-served bike park in the U.S. If you'd like to get access to buying one of those suckers, you can have the link at Eastern Sierra Now or go to mammothmountain.com. We touched on this a couple days ago, but we actually have some official stuff here. June is now Pride Month in Inyo County. Love wins again. The Inyo County Board of Supervisors approved recognition of June 2022 as Pride Month in Inyo County. Thank you for all of your letters, writing, showing up, and speaking in independence and sitting on the Zoom call until you could speak. You all showed up and made a difference. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that comes from the Pride group themselves. They asked to please write to boardclerk@inyocounty.us and thank the board for their support. Please also send thanks to your district supervisor individually that voted in favor, Dan Tothrow, Jeff Griffiths, and Matt Kingsley. And please thank Inyo County Health and Human Services and the JEDI program, I want to know what the JEDI program is, for drafting the proclamation for June to be Pride Month in Inyo County and for presenting it to the Board of Supervisors along with our president, Dina Davenport Conway. And please thank Katie Kolker, Superintendent, Bishop Unified High School, for writing a letter of support to the Board of Supervisors. There is an organized effort by people opposed to the approval of this proclamation. They are organizing to communicate their anger and opposition to the Board of Supervisors, Inyo County Health and Human Services, and Bishop Unified High School. It's important we all reach out to them as well and thank them for their support and for taking a stand. That's a good way to turn the other cheek there. That's very adult and awesome. Good to see. Along the same story, we might as well move into the next part of that. There are upcoming events for the Eastern Sierra Pride Festival. You can get the tickets at Eastern Sierra Now. There's a link there. Our meetups are expanding to include Mammoth Lakes. We'll be meeting at Mammoth Brewing Company on May 25th and June 15th in the Beer Cellar. Now that we will have a meetup presence in both Inyo and Mono counties, we'll be scaling back our meetups at Mammoth Rambler Brewing to be the first Monday of every month. We look forward to seeing you all at both locations. Volunteer opportunities. We have many of them coming up. Suicide Awareness March, that's May 22nd at 8 a.m. to noon. It's a 5K walk starting and ending at the Mammoth Brewing Company, a Mono County behavioral health event with a raffle. A percentage of the proceeds from the raffle are being donated to us. Please join us for the march. Registration is free, and us is Pride, by the way. Not Eastern Sierra Now. I wish I was getting money. Registration is free. Please register as part of the Eastern Sierra Pride Group. Password is out 2022 exclamation point with a capital O. And wear your Eastern Sierra Pride t-shirt. Hope to see you there. Arts and Crafts Festival, May 27th through 30th at the Bishop City Park. We will be tabling at the festival for 4 days and need volunteers to help us staff the booth. Friday, May 27th, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, May 28th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, May 29th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday, May 30th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Even if you can only commit a few hours, we'll take it. They'll take it. It's a great way to learn more about what they're doing and to hear the positive comments and support that they receive firsthand. Full details on that are listed at Eastern Sierra Now. The Eastern Sierra Pride Festival, June 4th through 5th at Tri-County Fairgrounds. Thursday and Friday, that's June 2nd and 4th, help decorate. Saturday, gate check people prepaid, take new entrance fees and apply wristbands. Sunday, June 5th, check people prepaid, take new entrance fees and apply wristbands. And June 5th is drag bingo, set up decorations, attendee list, new entrance fees, handing out sheets and doppers. There's a lot going on, and we'd love your help. It's incredible, incredibly rewarding and so much fun. So that comes from the Eastern Sierra Pride Group. Inyo Council for the Arts is now hiring an assistant director and school arts coordinator. Same position. It's a 30-plus hours a week job. Starts at $22 an hour. For more information about that, you can get the info at Eastern Sierra Now or go to ica.org. There's a fentanyl awareness grant bill passing in the Assembly Committee, and it heads to the Assembly floor now. Legislation to create a new state grant to educate people about the dangers of fentanyl overdose crisis was approved unanimously in the Assembly Appropriations Committee Thursday. AB 2365 would provide funding for 6 pilot projects within local government agencies to increase awareness and education about the dangers of fentanyl. Assemblyman Patterson has requested $3 million in total to fund the 6 projects. The exact amount of each grant will be determined at a later date. Over the last 2 years, Fresno County's law enforcement, education, and health leaders collaborated to fund billboard campaigns, run PSAs at local movie theaters, radio ads, TikTok videos, and work collaboratively with mental health professionals sharing the very real dangers of fentanyl. These projects can include, but are not limited to, awareness campaigns such as billboards and commercials, educating students and other young people, as well as the parents, and offering additional mental health resources to survivors of fentanyl overdose before they leave the hospital. Well, that's a good bill. Good job. I like Patterson. I think he does a great job. He's our assemblyman. He's in Fresno. But with the new redistricting, he is actually our assemblyman over here on the Eastern Sierra as well. Okay, what else do we got? So the 2022 LADWP Final Owens Valley Report and Final Owens Valley Operations Plan for runoff year 22-23 has been posted to inyowater.org website. You also can get that link at easternsierranow.com. And yeah, that's definitely something that's worth having a look at. Oh, that's cool. The Eastern California Museum, that's the one in Independence, is having a new Arbor Glyphs exhibit at Eastern California Museum. Please join us for the unveiling of a new exhibit at the Eastern California Museum, Arbor Glyphs, the Art of Heritage, May 21st through September 26th. The exhibit opening and reception is May 21st from 4 to 6. Basque refreshments will be served at 4, and a lecture by guest curators Nancy Hadlock and Richard Potashin will begin at 5. The Eastern California Museum is located at 155 North Grant Street in Independence. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. So, if I was to guess what an arbor glyph is, I think it is when people carve things into trees, and then it's grown over. So, like your initials in the side of a pinyon tree or something, I suppose. Doesn't really give much of an example other than I see a picture of that. So anyway, that could be pretty cool. Go check it out. There is a new Mammoth Lakes community update that is listed at Eastern Sierra Now. It's got everything from Tioga Pass, Whitmore Pool. There's some interesting videos in the town's Facebook page. The micro-mobility bird scooters, they're now in Mammoth Lakes. Those are always fun. There's lots of stuff. Go check it out. Eastern Sierra Now. If this happens to be Monday when you're listening to this, download the app and then you can see it there. That's the easiest way. Also, we have a new fishing report from Fred Rowe at Sierra Bright Dot Fly Fishing, and it is interesting. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you because it's quite long, but it does give you the breakdown of exactly what is biting, how you're getting it to bite, and how you can get it on your plate so you can bite it. So head over, check that out. Again, if it's Monday, make sure you get the app. That's what you're going to want to do. We also have the new events page out. So by clicking on events, either on the website or the app, you can then see all community events that are happening all the time in Mono and Inyo. We're building up to it. Currently, there's just a handful that we've got on there, but every day we're doing 50 more, you know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff that happens. So once this thing is full, all you'll ever need to do is go to Eastern Sierra Now, and you can find out what's happening, when it's happening, how much it costs, where it's at, all of that information. It's going to be incredible. Okay, there's a lot more information at Eastern Sierra Now. You should head over and check that out. Maybe after you go to Astorga's and get some tacos and a margarita. Or if you're in Mammoth, head over to Giovanni's and get yourself a big fat pizza. That sounds like a good idea. Yeah, go check out that. Help us by sponsoring our advertisers. That's how you can help us the most. And again, check out the events page. See what's going on over there. And again, Monday, there should be an app. Eastern's here now. I'm very excited about this. So you're going to want to go check that out. And again, look at the events page. I know I just said that, but it's because I'm looking at it currently and I'm thinking it's cool. It's very nice when you think your own stuff is cool. Anyway, I'm getting out of here. Talk to you guys Monday.